The scary part is wondering if he is the only one. Did others survive apparent, certain death? Are they hidden away now, waiting to astound the world? A shadow fell across my feet. I returned to the living. Tracker stood beside me. "You look distressed," he said. He did show one every courtesy, I must admit. I looked toward those patrolling reminders of the struggle. I said, "I'm a soldier, grown old and tired and confused. I have been fighting since before you were born, and I have yet to see anything gained." He smiled a thin, almost secretive smile. It made me uncomfortable. Everything he did made me uncomfortable. Even his damned dog made me uncomfortable, and it did nothing but sleep. Much as it loafed, how had it managed to journey from ore? Too much like work. I swear, that dog won't even get in a hurry to eat. "Be of good faith, Croaker," Tracker said. "She will fall." He spoke with absolute conviction. "She hasn't the strength to tame the world." There was that scariness again. True or not, the way he expressed the sentiment was disturbing. "We'll bring them all down," he indicated the Taken. "They aren't real, like those of old." Toad Killer Dog sneezed on Tracker's boot. He looked down. I thought he would kick the mutt, but instead he bent to scratch the dog's ear. "Toad Killer Dog, what kind of name is that?" "Oh, it's an old joke, from when we were both a lot younger. He took a shine to it, insists on it now." Tracker seemed only half there. His eyes were vacant, his gaze far away, though he continued to watch the Taken. Weird. At least he admitted to having been young. There was a hint of human vulnerability in that. It is the apparent invulnerability of characters like Tracker and Raven that rattles me. Chapter 13. The Plane of Fear.
"Yo, Croaker," the lieutenant had come outside.
"What?"
"Let Tracker cover you."
I had only minutes left in my watch.
"Darling wants you."
I glanced at Tracker. He shrugged. "Go ahead." He assumed a stance facing westward. I swear it was like he turned the vigilance on, as though on the instant he became the ultimate sentinel. Even Toad Killer Dog opened an eye and went to watching. I brushed the dog's scalp with my fingers as I left, what I thought a friendly gesture. He growled. "Be like that," I said, and joined the lieutenant. He seemed disturbed. Generally, he is a cold customer. "What is it?"
"She's got one of her wild hairs."
"Oh, boy."
"What?"
"Rust."
"Oh, yeah, brilliant. Get it all over with fast. I thought that was just talk. I trust you tried to argue her out of it."
You would think a man would grow accustomed to stench after having lived with it for years, but as we descended into the hole, my nose wrinkled and tightened. You just can't keep a bunch of people stuffed in a pit without ventilation. We have precious little.
"I tried. She says, load the wagon. Let me worry about the mule being blind."
"She's right most of the time. She's a damned military genius. But that don't mean she can pull off any cockamamie scheme she dreams up. Some dreams are nightmares. Hell, Croaker, the limper is out there." Which is where